Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified. I'll tell you what, buddy. I'm this close to dropping trowel. I'll do it. I'll drop trowel right now. 7:55 to 5:75. That's 5 away from 8 o'clock. Yeah, what's going on? We got news and traffic coming up top of the hour. 7:55 to 5:07. Really? You're doing
watch
that
out for brake lights.
You're bringing the math. You're bringing the math down that far. 7:55, 55 after 7. How much further can you break the math down than that? Yeah, the 405. I got slow and go. Look out for brake lights. Oh, slow and go. Let me get my scratch pad out. Let's see now. 7:55.
55 after the hour.
55 after 7.
Oh, now it's 56.
Yeah, slow and go. They have a brake light. Watch out. I got some bozos out there that are causing trouble out there. Slow and go. With traffic in lanes. Huh. In lanes. That's the other one I like. Oh, really? They're not driving on the
sidewalks.
Ivy. They're not up on the Ivy embankment. They're actually in lanes. There's something in lanes? Interesting. All right, so we got weather and traffic coming up top of the hour. Got the 5-day forecast coming up. It's going to be, Monday looks like 84 with a low of 64. Then
late night, early morning, low clouds.
It's a marine layer. It's going to be heading in the morning. Then it's coming out. Out in Placentia, it's checking in 82. We got Garden Grove checking in 82. Who else checking in? Everyone's checking in at 82. yeah, saw the 5-day forecast on Monday, by the way. Saw the 5-day forecast yesterday. Saw the news today. They were explaining that it's totally different than whatever it was, and first off, if you're going to give the 5-day forecast, shut the F up for the rest of the week. You've now
given us the forecast. That's it.
That's it. You shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, Nostrakrapis over there. You told us Sunday night how it was going to be all the way until the weekend. Now shut up.
Unless you're wrong.
Could it be? 7.5 hours later, maybe you're totally wrong. What? 5-day forecast. Oh, you weathermen.
I was thinking about you tonight and how people compliment you or the show. And remember last night, you were complimented for being on that ABC show, but you look great. But you look nervous. You look like you didn't want to be there. Yeah,
seemed
nervous. Yeah. Great show, but you didn't look quite right.
That's right.
Tonight somebody walked up to me in a restaurant and goes, oh, I love your show. Thank you so much. But yeah, last night I was listening. I couldn't take it anymore. I turned it off. I never listen really, but I can't take it. It's awful. I'm like, what?
They couldn't take it anymore.
Then I had to get him to clarify, like, what's awful? Adam and the farting? No, the callers. I do.
This show gets a fair amount of that. Love your show. Just couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Had to change it. Couldn't tolerate it anymore.
Couldn't bite your tongue right there before I had to turn it off.
Big fan. Became physically ill listening to the show. Had to turn the car off.
I actually don't listen ever, but last night I was listening.
Huge fan. Yeah, been not listening for years now. big fan of the show. Big fan of you. Big fan of Adam. Had to drive the car into a lake.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is. I do get a fair amount of that. Here's the thing about compliments. They usually start going south about the 60% mark.
It's sentence three.
They do well.
Yeah.
They,
sentence, it's like, hey, love what you do.
They start, really okay, doing good.
Last night, I couldn't take it anymore.
No. They usually, they start turning a little past the halfway point of the actual exchange, yeah. I found.
Well, I end the exchange right about the time that it starts turning, so it's...
Yeah. I've now decided just to tell people to beat it when they start. It's hard because they start with, hey, Vincio! And then it starts getting ugly. All right, you ready to rock here, Drew?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, because I don't know. We may have to do a lightning round tonight, Drew.
Oh.
I mean, we got weather. We got traffic.
I think you've got lightning around in you. Yeah,
it's slow and go on the 105. I mean, there are things to talk about.
All right,
we got to get the news in too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's brush fires.
Oh, are there?
Oh, I don't know, but there's got to be brush fires.
Yeah,
got to be brush fires.
Yeah.
You got to know about that. We're into the fire season. Yeah. We're past the dads and grads time. We're into Of course, with the bikini season coming up, people fighting the Battle of the Bulge. I like that. I like the news when they just show chest down shots of lard asses fighting the Battle of the Bulge. Really? That passes his copy. I would love just to be in the newsroom and see that come up. The guy write that on the teleprompter. Battle of the Bulls. Hey, Phil, I want to show you this. Let me show you. And then just pick up a folding chair and just start beating it. just like out of a scene from Goodfellas. Just so bloody. Till there was like brain matter all over the folding chair. And then I throw the folding chair across the room to a stunned group and say, anyone else? Anybody else? Anyone else with Battle of the Bulls? How about Battle of the Bulls? Or dads and grads? Anybody else? Anybody else? Get back to work, you monkeys! Battle of the Bulge. Yeah, okay. There we go.
Sarah 19.
And not a court in the land would convict me either.
No. Crime of passion. Defense, really.
You're not. Yeah, that's right. I was protecting the viewers against hearing the worn-out phrase, Battle of the Bulge, one more time as it pertained to lard asses. Sarah?
Yeah?
19?
Yep, 19.
What's going on?
I'm wondering what the sexual side effects are for smoking weed. Mm-hmm. I think I may be having some.
You kind of get shut down. You're not interested in things as much anymore. You can occasionally have trouble orgasming, but mostly it's just sort of the overall syndrome of depression.
What about the fact that the chicks are all up in their bean as it goes for the big O anyway, and that pot really
can scramble?
She has
libido. She didn't ask about orgasm. She asked about libido.
Yeah.
Well, she said sexual side effects.
Yeah. And, like, I don't get aroused very easily at all.
Hold on a second. Here's what I'm saying. Guys, it's a mechanical plumbing mathematic. You put enough pounds per square inch on my dork, you move your hand up and down enough times, and something will come out on the 833rd time.
Ladies, are you taking notes?
It is pure math. I could be watching films of the Holocaust with my grandmother's head superimposed into all the Nazis.
Yeah.
And I would something would eventually just leak out.
Yeah.
Write that down, by the way, for my art house
head.
Film.
Yeah. Nazis.
Yeah. The point is women, it's up in their head.
Well, so the point is that because it's dependent on how their feelings, and weed screws with
weed
that.
Weed can screw with that. So I would say for men, not a huge deal.
Well, when they
deal.
Get severely depressed, it can be a deal. But for women, yes.
For women, it could really screw with. Yep. They got a whole, like, they're like cats during a thunderstorm or something. There's too many negative ions in the air or something, and they can't get their pheromone scene going.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Delicate.
Very delicate. Woman. Very delicate.
Three. We're not done with Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Sarah?
Yeah?
So why don't you do something about the pot, since that seems to be finally having an effect on you?
I like it.
Well, there you go. It's going to be one of the many losses that begin to accumulate from the drug.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a girlfriend.
Oh, you're lesbian.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So is something wrong with you? Did you get molested or anything?
No. Nothing like that. Could be my parents. I mean, I met my dad for the first time, so that kind of had an effect on me.
When was that?
Yeah.
When was that?
I haven't met him. I'm 19 now. The first time I met him, I was 17.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. 17 years of my life, I never knew my dad.
All right. How's the lesbian relationship going?
Oh, it's great. I've been with her for 5 years. She's
a
great girl.
How old was she when you met her? Or when you started dating?
She was 14. I was 15.
Oof. All right.
Yeah.
All right. And this is it. You're not bi. You're lesbo.
Yeah. Lesbo, yep.
All right. Well, sometimes, by the way, as Drew says, oftentimes these lesbian relationships can just settle into become a sort of a partnership.
Yeah,
right?
It's a little bit of a sexless
Partnership.
But you know,
if you ever see the old lesbian couples, It's all short cropped hair and beads, and here's what happens to lesbians: as the hair gets shorter, the earrings get longer.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Eventually,
and the necklaces too.
Eventually, the back of their head looks like goddamn Gomer Pyle. I mean, just buzzed all the way up the back of their thing. They got a necklace that's dragging on the ground. And they have earrings that hang down lower than their knees.
Yeah.
What gives?
Yeah.
The hair going this way, jewelry's going toward terra firma. What is that, Dro?
It's interesting observation.
And they love beads. Yeah. It's the beads. It's not. They don't wear gold and silver necklaces. It's the beaded necklace, and the earrings weigh 70 pounds unit.
Folksy.
Yeah. And it's like, here's what it is. I'm going to put junk on. I couldn't possibly go down on a chick with this much crap on me. I couldn't get my head. I couldn't.
You mean,
I couldn't
it's their
get
version?
My head through a hula hoop.
It's a lesbian's version of I've got a headache.
Yeah, it's like, sweet pea. Yeah, partner of 26 years. I'd love to go down on you. But I'm wearing a metric ton of jewelry and beads and most of the stuff, a lot of Indian crap, a lot of garbage I picked up in Pueblo, Colorado. Remember our last sexless vacation, remember Grand Canyon? Yeah, I'm wearing tons of beads. I'm wearing tons of junk. I'm like lesbian Mr. T over here. A lot of turquoise. Can't get all this crap off. And by the way, hair not long enough for you to get a handful of anything and force me down there. Keep a close buzz cut.
Maybe that's it.
That's keep the hair short. Keep the beads fat equals no more oral. Interesting, Drew.
Fascinating.
And by the way, I see anyone in turquoise. When I see the turquoise, I cross the other.
Oh, really?
I cross the street.
Like that.
When I see the dude with the turquoise belt buckle, and even worse, the big turquoise nuggety.
Yeah.
That's that. You couldn't call it a bracelet. It's too thick to be a
band.
It's a big band. Yeah. It's a silver band. He's usually the dude in his 50s with the ponytail. And there's a story behind the turquoise that you absolutely don't want to hear, but you're going to hear it if you establish eye contact with him.
Yeah.
And
he's wearing a bolo, too, usually.
He's wearing a bolo. He's talking about spirituality. He's just lit a menthol cigarette while he's explaining to you about his roots.
Yeah.
That jack off. Listen, all you jack offs with the turquoise, please. Do me a favor. Throw yourself into the river. You'll go right to the bottom. Eventually, you'll decompose and we'll find the turquoise again. Because you're wearing literally 70 pounds worth of turquoise
stones.
And silver. You fall into you could drown in 4 inches of water. Like, you land on something. You can't. We need a crane.
Yeah.
You're like a cop motorcycle. You tip over, we got to pick you. We got to get a tow truck to get you back up again.
Yeah.
Or start selling turquoise.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So what is it with lesbians, Drew, that all the beads go on and all the earrings go on?
I don't know.
And the hair just keeps getting shorter.
I've never
the glasses
it.
Get bigger.
Maybe some of our lesbian listeners can call and enlighten us, because I think you're right, but I've never really thought about it.
I really think it's the I'm not going down on you, you can't grab my hair, and there's too many beads to get to your vagina. I'm essentially wearing a car tire around my neck.
We are intentionally looking at stereotypes to try to understand. I've noticed in terms of attire, there's the gray sort of tank top T-shirt with the sort of work shirt on top.
Yeah.
That's
the fanny pack lesbian.
Yeah,
that's not the folk art.
That's the uniform, but that's her uniform.
That's the uniform, but that's not quite as folksy as the folk art lesbian.
I agree, but that is always with a circa 1970 fanny pack, not anything recent.
Made it myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's my mom's friend who's there's something that women do when they've decided they're not going to be having sex anymore that just has to do with loading up on beads.
Well, you keep saying that. That's the part I have not observed, and I want to hear from our callers.
Oh, you've observed it.
Well, no, now that you bring it to my attention, I've observed it.
Yeah, you know plenty. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, now I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Monica, 16. What's up?
Yeah, bead lesbians.
Huh? Ask Sarah. Which asked? Oh, Sarah left.
No, she doesn't know anything.
Well, maybe she wears beads.
You gotta wait till they hang out for a few years.
Right.
She's only been with her gal pal for a couple.
So
of
the
years.
Point we were making was they may have hit a stride where the sex is sort of out of the relationship a little bit, which happens sometimes.
All their sexual energy gets channeled into beads.
The other thing about lesbian couples,
large
is
beads.
It's a somewhat heterogeneous group in that there's a certain amount of sexual abuse survivors in that group. Some are hypersexual, some
certain
are bipolar,
amount.
Some are shut down as a part of the
trauma. Shut down by the time they get to the bead phase. They get to the bead and the sandal phase. That's it. They even put the beads on the sandals.
What is the bead symbol?
I don't know. Monica, and hold on. Let me just say this, too. And then this is going to go out to the lesbian couples who have been together for 26 glorious years. This is going out to my mom's goofball friends. This is going out to all you broads. Beads, I don't know who you're doing it for. It ain't for us. Never heard a guy say mention the word beads as it pertained to a woman and why he was attracted to her. It's like, she's a five, but, oh, man, could she, this bitch, could she wear some beads? I was really, that's what drew me in. I saw the beads.
Well, let's think about adornments in general.
Huge ass, but great beads.
But generally, jewelry and adornments, beads. Women wear those for other women.
They must.
Because men are not attracted to that. That's a way of marking territory, sort of,
something.
Anything.
But the beads, look.
But think about it. And guys don't buy women beads. Women do that for themselves,
look,
right?
I can see a nice set of diamond earrings or maybe even a slutty little ankle bracelet every once in a while. But the big blue volcanic rock beads my mom's friends wear. No, not for anybody. Yeah. Nobody likes that. You look like a pottery store. Okay. Let's keep moving, Drew.
Yeah, please.
Monica?
Uh-huh.
You're 16?
Monica?
What's up, baby doll?
sorry. I have a question about guys. Do guys, get freaked out when girls approach them?
No.
If they're wearing the beads, we do.
That might freak them a little bit, but no, they do not. If they like you. If they don't like you, they don't know how to say no, and they seem very squirrely and get really freaked out, yes. Guys are not skilled at doing what women do all the time, which is sort of deflecting things, saying no, moving little things along without hurting people's feelings.
Yeah. Why, is there a guy you like?
Yeah, and I've tried, inviting him, not asking him out, but, to a date, on a date, and then, he always, turns me down, and so, I stopped already, but,
There's nothing to do with you asking him out. Turn the tables. If you were a guy and ask a girl out several times, and she said no several times, what do you think the guy ought to do? He ought to stop asking.
Yeah. Well, here's what...
And by the way, the guy has a higher probability of bringing a girl around than a girl does of turning a guy's...
Yeah. Okay. So here's what we're saying. It's not the message. It's not how the message is conveyed. It's the message. It's the parcel that's being delivered.
It's that it's being conveyed, yeah.
No. So here's what I'm saying. It's not whether it gets thrown in your yard or sent to you via a courier or UPS or hand-delivered to you. It's what the package is that guys are interested in.
Right.
And a lot of times, girls do this thing where it's like, I asked a guy out, but I asked him out in a clumsy way, and I think I freaked him out.
Yeah.
Or I asked him to go somewhere that I don't... No.
We don't
care anything about that.
No.
All we care is, are we interested in the package?
The delivery.
You are the package.
Yeah.
I don't care how it's delivered.
If they like the package, they're running inside the house going, look what I got.
Doesn't matter if a stork was carrying it and dropped it into your yard. It doesn't matter if a homeless guy knocked on the door and handed it to you. If it's something you wanted, we're in. And there's no way to screw that up. On the other hand, if we don't want it, it doesn't matter whether it's wrapped in a silver bow.
Or who brought it or how.
Right. So Monica thinks she's screwing up because she's asking this guy to do stuff he doesn't want to do or whatever. He's just not interested.
Right.
Monica?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, he's not interested in you.
I figured it out already.
Okay.
All right. But there are guys who will be interested in you.
See, I think I'm realizing that women somehow think that by asking guys out, they're distorting or disturbing the sort of ecosystem. The fact is, it's the precise situation that men are in. You ask a guy out. You didn't screw anything up when you asked them out. They just ain't wanting to go out. So it's, you put it in your head as, that went down as, if I hadn't asked them out, maybe I would have had a chance.
And let me say this. Too many years of too many bad sitcoms have screwed it up for everybody. And people somehow thinking that... this person was the person for me, but circumstances got confused, and now we're not going out.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going out because they're not interested.
Yeah.
Not because you were clumsy or because you had a piece of food on the side of your mouth while you were asking them out. You know, there's all this. I mean, that's sort of the classic sitcom thing is, you know, Jack Tripper's out on a date. Everything's going great. There's a knock on the door. There's some confusion. And before he can turn around, his date says, "That's it. I never want to see you again," and storms out. That never happens. Mm-mm. That happens if she's not into him. Mm-hmm. If she's into him, she's hanging. She'll go through anything.
There is an intermediate thing where a guy may not have another girlfriend and may be kind of interested in things and may, you know, he'll let you know that, though. He'll say, "Oh, yeah, not right now," or whatever. But they'll leave the door open if there's any interest at all.
Bad for Monica. Hey, Monica.
Uh-huh?
There's nothing wrong with you.
Okay.
It's just this guy ain't into your scene. All right.
Huh?
Yeah. I'm sure you're plenty cute. I hope you're cute. Are you? All right. The phone keeps crapping out. Here's the point. Go ahead and ask out whoever you're interested in.
Yeah, it's that's not how you find out.
And if they're interested, they'll go out. And it's not because you asked them out that freaked them out.
The guys are even clearer than the girls. They will completely in if they're in and completely sort of swirling on if they're out.
That's right. Jennifer?
Hi.
Oh, I love this phone system.
Hello?
There we go.
What's happening? You're 26.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good.
I just have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend, he's 34, mm-hmm. and he's a diabetic. He just started mm-hmm. taking Paxil.
Mm-hmm.
And when we mess around and stuff, he gets aroused, but he usually loses his erection and can't really ejaculate.
Well, mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. is partially the Paxil and partially, undoubtedly, his diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So
male diabetics get erectile dysfunction, orgasm dysfunction,
okay,
all kinds of sexual dysfunction.
Okay, so I was kind of taking it personally.
No, and the Paxil can really make it difficult for them to orgasm.
And he, I don't know, we don't fight or anything, but he was just feeling bad the other day because I was upset about it. So.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not about you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is a biological thing. Okay?
Yeah, well, what's he going to do about it?
Yeah, talk to his doctor about switching off the Paxil. There's three antidepressants that don't interfere with sexual functioning. Cerazone, Wellbutrin, and Remeron.
Remeron. Yeah.
Remeron sounds like the one they should be using for sexual prowess, huh? Remeron.
Remeron sounds like something you would want an angry, like if you were coaching extras in a movie and you're like, or the guy said, "We need to go to Frankenstein's castle, and we need to kill that monster." You don't want him to actually say anything audible, but you want something to come out like that mugga mugga sound. I want Remeron. that Remeron is, yep, is the general sound that I want to come out of the angry torch bearing crowd.
Perfect.
The pitchforks. Remember when people would use pitchforks?
Pitchforks and torches.
Torches. And by the
torches
way,
torches made out of what? Sterno? What were the torches made
They
out?
Never screwed up and had them all with pitchforks or all.
Right, so with shovels.
All with torches. It was always 50-50.
Yeah.
One guy had the pitchfork, the other. Must be the guys like. You guys were born on even numbered dates, and I can bring the pitchforks. You guys with the odd numbers. You bring the torch. They would always work it out where it was even.
You know, Jennifer, her boyfriend with the sexual dysfunction, that's the only thing I can ever get young diabetics to listen to is when they don't want to take their insulin, they get ketoacidosis and get into real serious problems that it's going to cause nerve damage and their dork won't work.
Right.
That sometimes gets through to them.
Speaking of dork, I'm on day, I don't know what, of not beating off.
Just, it's not working?
It's black and blue down there.
Yeah,
I'm scared. Something's
gonna come out.
Like magenta is gonna come out of me, and I'm gonna freak out. You know, is it okay? Can I?
Yeah,
get
you're good times.
Can I get the green light from you, Doc?
Yeah, yeah. You may unleash the gods.
Can I get a little help?
No.
Huh? I just kind of want a pro there, even if it's just holding my hand.
Yeah, holding what?
What I'm saying is I just need a spotter. You know what I mean? I can lift the weight. I can lift it. But in case the knee goes out, I'm going to need somebody there. You know, I'm squatting. You know,
Do you want to lift?
I can lift. I just need, I haven't beat off. It's been like over a week now. I just want a spotter. I want someone with who understands the HIPAA laws, someone who's, you know, certified, you know, someone I know I can trust not to talk about, you know, to be confidential and discreet about this, someone who could administer some CPR if something should go wrong. I'm just saying, during the break, let me see if I can get something going.
And that's fine. And blind.
I'm not saying I don't want to put a magazine on your back or anything like that. I'll discreetly go into the stall. I'll leave the door open. I just want you to hold my good hand, my free hand. If you feel the grip tighten and then loosen very quickly, I'm going to need you. You hear me hit tile. I need you to come in there because it's been too long and it's mussing with my mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. We'll take a Chris. I'm going to need you there too, buddy. Just
Chris, you'll be wearing the magazine on your back.
Yeah. Bring a squeegee and a couple. Go find the Party Patrol van and get some extra T-shirts. Yeah, and a calendar, too, actually. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, buddy. Love my. Man, girls, good, bad, and seven there. Dr. Drew in the hizzy. I got to tell you what, over here right now. That's what I'm going to say. All right, everybody. 7 o'clock. Check it in. Drew, when do traffic weather coming up there? 7 up?
That was about it.
Yeah, but all right, let me just get a little weather. Let me just check in. Pomona checking in at 64. Irvine coming in at 64. Fountain Valley, 64. Solvang, 64. Chatsworth, 64. Yukaipa, 64 degrees. Redlands checking in at big 64. Rancho, Santa Margarita, 64 degrees. Bannon, Carson area, 64 degrees. Newhall, 64. Corona, 64. Yorba Linda, 64. Redondo Beach and Lakeview Terrace coming in 64 degrees. We'll be checking in with weather traffic at the top of the hour again. It's coming up 7:55.
Ace at Lakeview Terrace. That must be a beautiful city.
Lakeview Terrace.
I can just imagine what Lakeview Terrace looks like.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a wine gardens dump. How many times do I have to say this? We need to start assigning cities numbers instead of names because you're living in Michigan and you're moving out to Los Angeles area. And you think, where should I live? Sherman Oaks or Hawaiian Gardens?
Or Lakeview Terrace.
Or
Sunland.
Or Sunland. Or Panorama City.
Ooh, that must be beautiful.
Must be some experimental, futuristic city. Perhaps Walt Disney built it. No, it's a bunch of guys cooking meth. Sofas out on the lawn and El Camino's up on blocks. Now, obviously, If I'm living in like Beaver Falls, Pittsburgh, if I'm in Beaver Falls, PA, and I'm moving out to LA, and I find out that the rent in Hawaiian Gardens is twice as cheap as the rent in Toluca Lake, I'm moving to Hawaiian Gardens.
Of course,
send me to Hawaiian Gardens. No, Hawaiian Gardens needs to be replaced with 1157. That's its number. Now I find out that the Sherman Oaks rent, well, Sherman Oaks, number 6. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what we can start telling. Because otherwise, when you're moving here, like I said, actually, here's how you know. The better the sound, the worse. It's sort of like strippers. When they say Velvet Chastain is coming to the stage, it's always some scary broad. You show me a chick just named Cheryl. I'll show you a chick with a nice ass coming to the stage. Yeah, don't need to compensate. Yeah. You get the Hawaiian Gardens and, like I said, yeah, the Sunlands. Oh, what a dump Sunland is. And, it's just a bunch of white trash bikers out there. And then Panorama City, just a bunch of gangbangers. Just a dump. Just a pure dump. But, again, also, by the way, when you're Hawaiian Gardens, why change? You're Hawaiian Gardens. Where's your incentive? Yeah. You got idiots coming from around the country just to visit you, thinking they're going to, you know, I'll pick up a ukulele. I'll see the waterfalls. I'll go to the magic ponds. It'll be huge. No, it's a dump. You get carjacked. But when you're 1157, now you got some motivation. And here's my other thing too. Your city got to have the number, its ranking posted on the sign.
Right.
That you enter, and when you're in the phone book or anything that has to do with your city, your number is right under it. That's it. That's incentive. I mean, look, yeah,
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, Drew, you live in Pasadena. That's a nice city. You'd probably be somewhere in the top, you know, top 10, maybe mm-hmm. top 20, no problem. You know, I don't know, Malibu, mm-hmm. maybe the Colonies would be number one, maybe Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. maybe number two, number three. But the point is incentive, incentive. And if you're the mayor of number 927, you're like, hey, people.
Break it down.
Let's go now. Let's get a hand in. Hey, pick up that cigarette butt. You. Don't be dumping that motor oil out in the street. Let's go. Let's go to the recycling center. Let's go. Let's get this graffiti cleaned up here. Yeah?
Those statements just remind me of Tahunga. It's another city we've...
Tahunga. Dump. Yeah, I'm just saying. I talk to people who do nothing. Everybody in this industry just relocates out here, and they have no idea where they're moving to. And like I said, well... Hawaiian Gardens sounds a hell of a lot nicer than Sherman Oaks does.
Mm-hmm.
And they are Encino. And they are Studio City. They just moved there. All right. But you put the number in there, and now you got accountability. And by the way, everything should have that. Airlines, everything. Everything. Politicians, everything just have a number.
Get a ranking.
Everything just gets a ranking, gets a number, and that's it. We'd be in trouble, though. William?
Hey, Adam. Number one, I just wanted to say that you're my God, and Drew, you're a very passionate, passionate man.
That's right. Number one. You see, you call me number one.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. I have a comment and a question. My comment is, Drew, I love your book, and I got finished with it in about 3 days. It was just great. I recommend it to all Loveline listeners.
Thank you, William.
And my
cracked.
Question is...
It's called Cracked. It's called Cracked, everybody.
It's coming out in paperback in the fall, matter of fact.
Yeah.
And my question
I thought it was
is,
coming out in pulp.
Pulp, yeah. Well, papyrus, we decided. But I have, right. I have another book coming out called When Painkillers Become Dangerous.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You didn't sell any copies of Crack. What do you
This one really lights up when you read it.
Yeah.
That's a good one. This one's meant for people that have a problem or family member or something.
All right. Go ahead.
My question is, can I go out on a date with Sunscreen or Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Can I go out on a date with Phone
yes,
Screener Brian?
Yes, I said yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All right, great.
It's going to cost you, though. It's not a cheap date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He insists on bottom, too.
How much?
Yeah. Yeah, he's not a top.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. Are you gay, William?
Yeah, sure.
All right, because, you know, here's the whole thing about Phone Screener Brian. First off, he's an intellectual giant, and he's really, really working in a kids' pool intellectually. You know what I mean? He's an Olympic-sized swimming pool of talent in a kiddie pool of retards. And there's going to be stimulating conversation. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, okay.
He's a lonely man, as far as I know.
At least he doesn't live alone with his mother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, touche,
I was wondering when that was going to happen.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Hey, yeah. William's, by the way, from Paramount.
Yeah.
This kid plays his cards right. He can get some action tonight.
Yeah. And let me tell you this, by the way. You make fun of Engineer Chris just because he lives at home and he's 27, but I kind of ran out of steam. Yeah. Maybe you should, yeah. All right. Thanks for the proposition. My only complaint about Phone Screener Brian is I don't get to see him enough. Love that kid. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Great guy. Great guy. All right, Drew, stop writing. What are you writing?
I'm giving you lots of city names here.
Oh, okay. All right. You ready to talk to someone else? Stephanie? Let's talk to Stephanie, 14. Stephanie?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay, I'm 14 and I'm bisexual. Okay, I like this girl, and I've known her for about a year,
mm-hmm.
and I've liked her since I've known her,
mm-hmm.
and okay, I've asked her out a couple times, and mm-hmm. she said no all of them.
All the times, all right.
What?
Yeah. What happened? Anything happened to you? Molested? Physically abused? Abandoned?
No, not that I know of.
Where's your daddy?
He's at work.
He's at work?
Yeah, he works third shift.
Third shift.
Yeah.
Because you're calling from Maryland.
Yeah.
What's he do?
It's got to be like 5 in the morning in Maryland.
It's 1:40.
Yeah. What does he do?
He works at a printing company.
Oh, that is that is just bad times.
Yeah.
That third shift. Yeah. And people are like, hey, these guys are salt of the earth, but it's no, these guys are losers. People that start the job at 8 o'clock make fun of you. People, think about
that.
Yeah,
well, he gets paid more.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Combat pay.
Well, we start our job at 10. I didn't think about that. I got to think before I start mouthing off.
Good point.
All right. So anyway, Stephanie, your dad's a good guy. No one molested you. You're never physically or sexually abused.
No.
And you just
Is that a definite no?
Definite no.
You don't know, or you weren't. You
I wasn't.
You weren't. Okay. You sound depressed. Would you
why?
Say you're depressed? I don't know why you sound.
Or how?
Depressed. Well, you don't sound happy, I guess, is what I'm saying.
No, I'm just tired.
Okay.
Well, I'm not clear on what the question was.
Well, like, okay. What should I do? Should I, like, just forget about her? Or
yes,
should I
she's
just, like,
yes, just like
try
any...
to, like, impress her?
Do you know that she's a lesbian?
Well, she's bi.
No, she has said no. Don't beat yourself up. Go on to somebody who actually does want to be with you. This is the advice we would give to any male or female asking any respective male or female, whatever the combo is.
Yeah.
Don't listen. People tell you no, you become a stalker after the fourth time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, if they're not interested, they're not interested.
Right.
And the more you ask, the less interested they get.
They get a little weirded out at that point.
This is another one of those things that TV and movies have sort of perpetuated, which is every love story starts off with the guy hating the girl or the girl hating the guy.
Or somebody wins them over
somehow.
They're
always won over at some point. No, no. That rarely happens.
That...
And I'll go as far as to say never happens.
Yeah.
The only time it ever... Here's when it happens. It happens...
Stockholm Syndrome.
Well, here's what happens. Eventually... here's a few scenarios in which it happens.
Right.
Chick craps out a few kids, has a couple divorces, gets a few stretch marks and a couple of tats, puts on a couple of pounds.
He's a lifesaver.
And down the road...
Yeah, yeah.
Mr. Nerd Guy, who wasn't looking so good when she was 19 and in her prime.
Yes.
Now that she's 33 and her boobs got a little angle to the dangle and a couple of stretch marks around the ass, and this guy's got a steady gig, now it's not looking so bad. It's basically what happened with that. Now, that's what happened is I'm a new sports car. You can't afford me. Now that I've been passed around a couple owners, got a few miles and a rebuilt transmission on me, and I've been hitting the rear end a few times, now I think you can afford to drive me.
Mm-hmm.
But be prepared. Okay. I will burn some oil and break down.
So that's one scenario.
That's number one, where it just goes down.
All right, what's the other one?
The other scenario is exactly the same. It's rarely are there two scenarios. There's two scenarios, but they're both the same. Actually, there's three, but all three are the same. No, the other one is somehow the chick finds out something about you that you didn't know, such as you own a sports franchise or something.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, this happens where it's like you ask the chick out, and it's like, hey, you know, you come over.
And
the
here's
table.
How that happens. Here's how that happens.
Her friends clue her in and say, "Are you kidding me?"
She hears her friends talking about the guy.
Yeah, that guy owns the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
You understand? Or that guy's a brain surgeon.
I don't care. And then they hear eight girls talking about him.
Yeah.
That's for me.
Because it's one of the most successful producers. That guy produced Armageddon and Seinfeld and third every action movie and every sitcom that's ever been. Well, once in a while they get clued into your resume.
Yeah.
And then the resume
has to be with other girls into it.
Yeah, the other girls have to clue you into it. Yeah, they find out.
But just if they read the resume in the newspaper, being, oh, well. As compared to hearing 10 other girls, cackling about it.
Now, if a guy turns the chick down, it's
over. Yeah.
It's over. Mm. It doesn't matter if he finds out who they are, what they are, what they've done.
Now, Adam, what about, I'm going to get very cynical here.
She's just close to curing cancer, and she has six hymens, all unbroken. I don't care.
How about, there's two different scenarios. What about in the day of makeovers now? Different person walks in.
You mean like had nose job and a tummy tuck and a boob job and that kind of thing? It was from like high school, just had a serious,
Swan
like high
makeover.
School reunion
Swan
kind of
makeover,
thing.
Yeah.
It can help, but you know what? I think when they see it how it was, I think it gets burned into their psyche a little bit.
Okay. And then how about guys that sort of come to their senses as the testosterone falls, and they're more interested in people doing interesting things and stuff?
Yeah, that's usually they've lost a little hair, put on a few pounds, and
okay, so their number goes down.
Things have shifted.
The guy's number has to drop, though.
Testosterone, yeah.
We can't just be the falling testosterone. His number actually has to drop, too.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. All right. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Oh, yeah, it's Love Line. Yeah, I'm Ace. That's my good partner over there, Dr. Drew. Hey, Dr. Drew, you know what I'm this close to doing?
No.
Dropping
no.
Trout.
Oh,
drop
God,
trout,
no,
drop,
don't
trout,
do it.
Trout,
Chris,
trout,
he is not
trout,
able to do it. I swear to God,
trout,
Chris, you've seen him do it.
He will do it. All right, we got to check him. We got to check him with some weather there. Blah, 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 blah. Weather here, Dr. Drew. We got to check with Pomona checking in, 64. La Habra coming in, 64. Linwood, 64. Found Valley, 64. Irvine, 64. Solvang, 64. Chatsworth, 64. Ukaipa checking in, 64 degrees. Redland, 64. Rancho Santa Margarita, checking in, 64 degrees. Panic, 64. Carson, 64. Newhall, 64. Corona, checking in, 64. York, Berlin, 64. Redondo Beach, 64 degrees. Lakeview Terrace, 64 degrees. Monterey Park, Drew, you want to guess?
64 degrees.
Buena Vista, 64 degrees. Downey, 64 degrees. Pico Rivera, checking in, 64 degrees. Baldwin Park, 64 degrees. Valencia, 64 degrees. Fontana, checking in, 64 degrees. Tujunga, 64. San Ana, 64. Covina, 64. Susan, 64. Irwindale, 64 degrees. Corona, cool, 64. Eagle Rock, checking in, 64. Glendora, 64. Rosemead, 64. St. Gabriel, 64. Temple City, all checking in, 64 degrees. 755, 55 at 7 o'clock. Checking in, weather, traffic. More weather at the top of the hour. Because you check it in.
I can't wait.
There's just no way you would know what the temperature would be if you just went outside. There's no way. There's no way. Drew, do you ever know?
Never.
Do you ever know?
Not without the reports.
Like when you're in your car and you're driving.
And I see it's raining.
Would you know what was going on outside?
It's raining or sunny?
Well, would you know the current temperature?
I mean, only if you listen to the radio.
You do have that thing in your car that digitally tells you what the temperature is.
Oh, yeah, it's in every effing car on the road.
Yeah, that thing might tell you. That might tell you. But you may be in, let's say, Irvine, and you wouldn't know what it was in Rancho Santa Margarita.
Or Newhall, or Carson.
Yeah, there could be a... You could be in Linwood, and in La Habra, there could be a twister touching down.
You know, it's only... What is it about weather that makes people sort of retarded? The only thing that bothers me more about than the weather being announced every 10 minutes on the radio is the wind directions when I'm listening to my pilot talk to the passengers on an airplane.
Seven and a half knots on north-northwest. Currently
at the LAX. The weather is 60 degrees wind south by southwest. 22 knots coming out of the south. They expect the wind change.
What's with the currently, too? It's like, what do we expect?
this time yesterday it was...
Currently. Yeah, I know.
Currently, there's a breeze.
Currently, there's a breeze.
What's that?
Look, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Pilots, I don't want to know about anything that's not, you know, if there's hail hitting the plane, go ahead and get on the blower.
The wind must be very important to them.
Obviously, it's a factor to you. The four knots coming out of the southwest.
And the offshore breeze you're expecting by the time we're landing.
Yeah. By the way, I fully expect to get off the airplane and feel some air. I don't know, it's just feel like I entered a biodome something. Yes, I'm not going to feel. And by the way, it's like I'm not going to see somebody's hair move and go, wait a minute, there's a three knot wind.
Why didn't he tell me this?
Go and sock the pilot. Yeah, I for sure put it like a shawl and a scarf on. Had I known. And do you actually ever get outside? You just walk through the tunnel, and then next you know you're at the baggage carousel.
And then you're in a car.
All right, that's 64 degrees. So check it in. Checking in. Kara?
Hello.
You're
15.
Yeah. I've been with this guy for a while now, and things have been getting pretty serious. But the problem is I may have an STD from this other guy who attacked me a while ago.
Did you say attacked you?
Yeah.
What happened?
He caught me in the basement by myself.
How old a guy was this? How old a guy was this?
I don't really know him exactly, so...
Well, whose basement?
It was at this activity at a rec center.
Like, was it another kid or was it an adult?
It was another one of the kids.
How long ago did this happen?
Initially, 2 years ago.
Initially? So it's kept happening?
I didn't see him for 1 year, but since then I've been seeing him.
The guy that raped you?
Technically, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not quite sure what would count as that. I mean, as far as intercourse, it didn't quite really happen. Like, he stuck it in real quick, but then...
Kara, do you understand our confusion?
Well,
you're talking about a guy that attacks you, and then you said, oh, yeah, well, I kept having sex with him.
Well, I guess, did you keep having encounters? And by the way, the new hall, Corona and Yorba Linda.
64.
They checked in. Yeah, 64.
Let's take a break. Kara needs a reload and a long scrutiny here.
Okay, we do got to get to traffic because...
That's what I figured, so I thought you might want to just...
It is slowing going, the 405, and you got to look out for brake lights on
so
the 10.
In the fourth.
Yeah, there's a mattress in lanes. Okay. All right, we'll figure out what's going on with Kara. Nothing good, but we'll hopefully fix it. And again, well, there's going to be more weather. You're gonna need that weather. We'll get to that after this. Hey, everybody, Liz Loveline, that's Fast Growing Radio, Outlaw Radio, George Berger is there right now. 7:55 Pacific Clock, 5:00 at the top of the hour. I'm checking in with traffic. We got news, we got weather, we got traffic, we got news, we got weather, we got traffic, weather, news, traffic, weather, all coming up. First, we got to get to the weather, Drew.
Hallelujah.
Drew, we got to get to the weather, so just settle in. San Dimas checking in at 65 degrees. 65 over in Lawndale. Laverne checking in at 65. Hacienda Heights, 65 degrees. Linwood, 65. La Harbor, 65. Pomona, 65. Irvine, 65. Fountain Valley, 65. For example, Solvang, 65. Chatsworth, 65. Ucapes, 65 degrees. Redland, 65 degrees. Rancho, Santa Margarita checking in. 65 degrees. Banning, Carson area, checking in a combined 130 degrees. But if you break them apart, 65 degrees apiece. Newhall, checking in 65. Corona, 65. Chile, 65 in Yorba Linda. Redondo Beach, 65. Lakeview Terrace, 65. Corona, 65. Eagle Rock, 65. Glendale, 65. Rosemead, 65 degrees. San Gabriel, 65. Temple City, checking in 65 degrees. Azusa, 65 degrees. Irwindale, 65. Covina, 65. Santa Ana, 65. Tonga, 65. Fontana, 65. Baldwin Park, 65. Veronica, 65. Valencia, 65. Monterey Park, 65. Buena Vista, 65. Downey and Pico Rivera. Oh, and San Fernando, checking in. Oh, and just now, Yorba Linda checking in at 65. Just got this late update. There, no, North Hollywood, my hometown, just calling in. They're checking in. They're coming in at 65 degrees, too, Drew. All right, so straight 65 across the board there. All of North America, 65 degrees. All right, we're going to be checking in with more weather, more traffic coming up top of the hour. What do you say, Drew?
Let's go.
All right, you guys leave the house now?
Yeah.
All right.
I need to know the direction of the wind, though, before we get out.
It's three knots coming out of south-southwest.
Right now.
Slow going lanes of traffic. Oh, I got a weather report here, Drew. 1 year ago today.
Oh.
1 year ago today, Drew.
Yeah.
What do you think it was in San Dimas?
65 degrees.
65 degrees. Laverne, 65. 1 year ago today. Laverne, this is 2003. 2003. Same date, 2003.
Oh, it says here the record set in 1888.
Hacienda Heights,
68 degrees.
65 degrees. Linwood, 65. 1 year ago. La Harbor, 65. Pomona, 1 year ago. 65 degrees. 1 year ago. Irvine, 65 degrees. Fountain Valley, 1 year ago. 65 degrees. Uh-huh. You know, hey, buddy, I got a crystal ball. You know what's going to be in 2005? 1 year from now?
No.
La Harbor, check it in. 65 degrees.
Oh,
Chatsworth,
God. You
65.
Are clairvoyant.
65.
Here
we're
we
going
to
be more weather. Top of the hour. 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Right at the top of the hour. Weather and traffic. Traffic and weather. Traffic
right,
and weather.
Cara.
Weather and traffic. Top of the hour.
Kara.
Top of the hour, Kara.
Yeah.
Top of the hour.
Kara.
Yeah.
We're
going to
be checking in.
Okay.
Hey, here's the thing. There's some a-hole that you don't want to hear from. We're going to be checking in with him at the top of the hour. You know the a-hole that we checked in with 6 minutes ago? Checking in with the same asshole, top of the hour. Top of the hour. We're checking in with him. He'll be checking in. He'll be telling us about weather and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the guy with no personality?
Yeah.
We'll be checking in with him.
Excellent.
Yeah, the guy you guys don't like? We're checking in with him.
Beautiful.
We'll be checking in. A lot of checking in. Checking in. Irvine checking in.
Cara.
Everyone's checking in. We'll be checking in top of the hour. Everyone's checking in.
All right, Cara. You were attacked by some guy 2 years ago?
Yes.
Right?
And when I said seeing him, I didn't mean as in dating. I meant I would run into him sometimes, and he would continue to harass and threaten me.
Mm-hmm. And why didn't you tell somebody?
I told one of my friends.
No, no. Why didn't you tell an adult?
Well, actually, I didn't really tell an adult. I told one of my friends who went to my parents. They didn't tell him everything, but they know.
Why didn't you tell an adult?
I don't know. I didn't.
So okay. That, to me, believes that suggests that you've been a victim before this. So what, were you physically abused or something growing up?
No.
What?
No.
How did you?
All right. Okay. Let's reset here. And again, we got to get to it because at the top of the hour, we're going to be checking in with a guy we don't want to talk to.
Good.
But you were physically or sexually assaulted at a rec center
at the age of 13,
which I know is short for recreation, but rec center doesn't sound like a great place.
No.
You were in the basement of this rec center, some community center. There was nobody around. There was no supervision. This guy who was about your age, who frequented the rec center, essentially raped you in the basement of this establishment.
And has harassed you since, and you didn't tell anybody except a friend who eventually told your parents. That about summarize it?
Yeah, except he's actually not my age. He was one of the older kids there, and by now was probably about 18 or 20.
All right, so he was 15, you were 13 or 16 or something. But the point is, you were raped, you didn't tell anybody, and that suggests, I mean, you didn't fight it off, you didn't
call the police. Well, I fought him off. I tried, but it didn't work.
You didn't call the police, and so that means that you sort of think of yourself as a victim.
Well, I don't understand the part where you're in a public place, and if you scream for help, isn't there going to be supervisors? Aren't there tons of people playing caroms? Isn't it nonstop carom playing at those? That's all they do is play caroms there, Drew. Is there a carom tournament nearby where someone could hear your
bumper
screaming?
Pool and caroms.
No, it was pretty far in the basement by that time. Everyone was in the higher levels, but I came back down because I left my bag.
Okay. Well, I think you definitely got to get some counseling for this. And there's something that makes us nervous. And I'm putting her on hold because the goddamn phones just keep cutting in and out. And I know you people at home can't hear this, but we can't hear the caller.
But I got to find out from her, what STD could she be harboring for 2 years?
Well, then you got to fly to Ohio, Drew.
Talk to
because
her face-to-face.
It's not going to be possible to do over the phone. And plus, I got some more cities checking in.
Kara?
Yeah?
What sexually transmitted disease are you concerned you've been harboring for a couple of years that has not been identified?
Chlamydia or...
You've never been... Have you had a pelvic exam?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the results.
And... You just recently had your first pelvic exam.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did the doctors say you look like you had an infection?
They said that I could possibly have that.
Yes, of course you can possibly. Yes, of course you could. You told them what happened, of course?
Yes.
All right. Yes, of course you can harbor chlamydia for a long time. But they might see evidence of it. Did they suggest there was anything going on?
Not that they said anything.
Okay, so are you planning to have sex immediately with your boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Like before, it takes 2 days to get it, you know, back. Some of it's even faster than that. The chlamydia results will be back tomorrow, right?
I guess.
Yeah. All right, listen, everyone go to counseling. The phone, I know you guys can't hear it at home. I know it sounds ridiculous that a national radio show would have a phone problem where only the host couldn't hear the answer of the guest or the people that were calling the show, but we're going on month number 14 of this. And evidently, there's nothing we can do about it. on a happier note, I can tell you that San Dimas has checked in 65 degrees.
What? Not 64?
Yeah. No, they've checked in at 65. Also, Lawndale and Laverne have checked in at 65.
Oh, the whole world has shifted on
so it's all 65. We're going to keep everyone. And again, at the top of the hour, we got news, we got weather. We got traffic. There's going to be more of that. Okay. Should we speak to Rob?
Let's just wrap up, Clark. The deal is, yes, good thing you're taking care of your biological health. Yes, you need a pap smear. Yes, you need to be seen regularly if you're sexually active. You're 15. You're, I guess, preparing to have sex with your current boyfriend. I'm not sure that's a great idea, given you're just recovering from a rape and you've had no treatment for that. That needs to be addressed. And then with your therapist, kind of think about when you want to begin getting sexually active, if at all, with your current boyfriend.
Do people, do kids still play caroms?
No.
They don't play caroms anymore?
Isn't that thing with a little ball with a plastic rim around it? What's that
carom? Carom is basically pool for people that have no money, no space, and no self-esteem. It's the rec center game.
Yeah,
it is a. It's like a square piece of plywood the size of a, like a folding table, like a poker table.
Yeah.
It has pockets in four corners.
Yeah, but isn't the carom a little?
A carom is a little wooden sort of checker almost. It's like
a little
puck.
Like a ball in the middle.
No. There's a hole in the middle with a little hump that you have
to.
Chris, do you know carom? Have you ever?
Nope, can't say that.
Ever heard of it?
No,
never heard of carom.
You ever heard of something caroming off of something?
See here. Okay, shut your mic and hold your ears.
I guess you're careening off nowadays.
Shut your mic and hold your ears for a second. It's tough around here to try to get a gauge because we'll go like. you heard of the movie Pepillon? Ever seen it? Nope. No. Have you heard of the movie Carom? No. Have you ever heard of something called a wheel? No. How about President Reagan?
He's turning.
Have you heard about Reagan?
Red. Bright red.
No, can't say it. I have.
You need to witness this. Look.
There's something. Don't listen.
Look,
I'm telling you. Cover your ears. Cover your ears.
Woo!
This is what I'm saying. This is what the problem with the radio station. Yeah. There's something called fire. Have you ever heard of it? No, I don't know. So then it's hard to tell whether the gauge.
Right.
At first you think, well, maybe only I've heard of caroms.
Right.
But then you realize quickly.
It's a global problem.
Yeah, when you realize, like, have you ever experienced something called gravity? No, never. Haven't had.
Gravity?
You've been on an airplane? What was that word?
What's the wind when you land?
That's what I'm saying. No, Chris, I don't mean to embarrass you, but here's the thing about caroms. You have to have bad parents in order to know what caroms are, because you have to spend time after school killing time.
Yeah.
Caroms are a game. Carom is what you do when you got an hour to kill, but you don't want to do anything that's too entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get the kids all beaked up playing something exciting. Just have them cool down, play some caroms. Folks will pick them up when they get off of work. Drew, you grew up. Did you have caroms when you were growing up?
I remember caroms, yeah.
Also, here's how you would set up a carom table. You would turn a trash can over and set it on top of the trash can.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'm obsessed. Does anyone under 25 know what caroms are?
Probably not.
No?
Why should they?
I don't know. I'm thinking about suing the people that forced me to play that horrible game.
It could be a significant source of trauma in my life.
All right, never did. Well, so Chris, your parents love you. You had places to go.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, like home.
Okay. Not less. Now Tony's a female. She's not going to hear caroms.
Oh.
Should we ask? Now, Rob.
Sure.
Rob is 17. You think Rob knows caroms, sir?
Yeah, ask.
Kyle?
No. Rob's better.
Kylie?
Better.
Okay. Should we ask Rob? Okay. Plus, Rob's been on hold for like 3 days.
All right.
Rob.
Hi.
Have you heard of the game caroms?
I have never heard of that game.
You never played that game?
Nope.
Okay. You had a quick question? We'll help him.
That's a good thing. It means, like, again, it means you had something to do after school.
What's your question?
I have man boobs, and I was wondering what, if anything, I could do about it.
Are you overweight?
No.
How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 155.
And you don't smoke pot?
No.
And no medication?
Nope.
Well, the plastic surgery procedures...
It's not going to do it anyway.
Relax. Their plastic surgery procedures can remove these. You're 17. They should be going away by now.
And it's kind of a genetic thing. My father had it. My brother had it. But they went away by the time they probably went to high school.
Mm-hmm. You kept them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to see a plastic surgeon. There are surgeons that will do the procedure, remove the breast tissue from behind the man boob, as it were.
Yeah.
Would that be expensive?
That's I don't know, but that's really the only thing I know of that can correct this.
I can't put a number to it, but we've had plastic surgeons in here, and it's one of the it's one of your cheaper procedures.
Yeah.
When it
sometimes they do just liposuction, sometimes they take the tissue out, or sometimes both.
Yeah, and here's the thing, folks. Diets, enemas, exercises, nothing. If you got man boobs, you got man boobs, and it's going to take a surgeon to make that right, mm-hmm. especially if you don't have any extra weight on you.
155.
That's just a tough genetic hand, and if you have it, don't live with it. Mm-hmm. Go consult the...
Right, so simple.
Yeah, and I don't know if HMOs or anything would cover something like that. You really... and I know they don't cover cosmetic surgery, but man, one could argue that there are some there could be some pretty deep am I boring you, Drew?
Yes.
You're yawning.
Just your voice.
There could be some pretty deep psychological wounds.
Yes
from a guy in high school who basically needed a training bra. All right,
good times.
Now I'm become obsessed with obsessed with caroms.
Okay, yeah, we'll take it through the all the calls and see if anyone's heard of carom.
Yeah, but now we have chicks, and chicks are famous for never hearing of anything. How does that work, by the way, where women just never hear of anything?
Let's ask if they know what their dad did.
I dated a chick once during the height of, remember Zima?
Yeah.
And
Zima the beer?
Zima the malt, it's called like a malt beverage or something. And this is when they had the Zima guy, who I once did stand-up with. He wore like a curly-haired little guy, wore like a little cap, and... When Zima came out about 12, 13 years ago, it came out like on all cylinders. Yeah. Like it was a Zima tidal wave. We must have been a year into that, 2 years into that. I brought up Zima. She said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I said, listen, we will drive down the street. We'll pass 10 Zima billboards.
Trucks.
You know, every magazine, every commercial, Zima this and Zima. No idea what I meant. And it's at that, she was a hot looking chick, so I put up with it. But it's at that point I realized that women never heard of anything. This is why they never know what you're talking about. They only know what their friends have done. That's what they know. They know what you don't care about. They know about how their friends have effed up, who they've slept with, how they slipped up, what they did, how they got off their diet. They know all the dirt on their friends, but their brain is so filled with dirt on their friends that there's no room in it for anything else that's going on culturally. So they have no... This is why... But, you know, they have no idea who fought and went to World War II?
Oh, remember the experts calling us?
They have no idea.
Who are the Axis powers? Well, how dare you? How dare you?
Listen.
Let's talk about the Battle of the Bulge.
Right. All right. So now I'm going to talk to Tony, who's a female, who might be Tani. No, it's Tony. Tony?
Hello?
Tony?
Hello?
You're 20?
Yes, I'm 20.
Have you ever heard of caroms?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes. I used to play that in a recreation center in elementary school. Yes.
Wow.
Finally, someone under 25 knows what caroms is.
I stand corrected.
Well, no, you
I said females don't know anything.
But you also said that you had to have had a crappy parent.
You had to have bad parents. Yeah, who left you, who basically, you're what we call latchkey kids.
Mm-hmm.
They had to just dump you. they had to dump you somewhere after school. This is called warehousing. Just take kids and it's like, look, we don't want to educate them. We don't want to stimulate them. We need some mindless something that doesn't involve any money, that doesn't involve equipment, that keep kids busy for an hour and 45 minutes until the deadbeat dad gets off work at the brewery. That's what caroms are.
Well, actually, the deadbeat dad left us when we were younger, so my mom had to work.
I see. There you go.
What's your question?
I guess that's how you
basically, we were latchkey kids.
It's deadbeat dad, so therefore, this question must be about a deadbeat husband or a deadbeat boyfriend.
It is about my boyfriend. I'm 20, and he's 34.
And he's got to be deadbeat. Like, he's older. Perfect. Got to be deadbeat like your dad.
He's actually in jail right now because of an ex-girlfriend.
Oh, it's her fault. Her fault. He's not dead.
No, I'm not blaming it on her or anything, because I really don't know if it's true, if these allegations are true. Mm-hmm. But he's being charged with burglary, burglarizing her car.
He just went back to get his baseball mitt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, stalking her and making terrorist threats. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, on a preliminary hearing, what is the statute of limitations? Is it like 10 days?
Yeah, it's 9 days.
It's 9 days.
What the hell? First off, who am I? Judge Wapner? Statute of limitations on breaking into a vehicle?
Okay, but we don't know if it's true. They're allegations. And
Tony, here's how I know it's true. You have a deadbeat dad. You have a deadbeat boyfriend.
You played caroms. It's got to be true. Caroms.
Of course it's true. What's in it for her to accuse you
what,
of things?
What does she say he did? He broke into her car?
Broke into her car and took an address book. How stupid is that?
And these guys were having some sort of nasty breakup or something at the time?
Yeah, actually, he found out that she was cheating on him, and he broke up with her, and now it came to this.
That he was stalking her.
Well, he did something. Yeah.
I don't think he was stalking her.
Okay. See, I always like the motivation.
Yeah.
He finds out that she's cheating.
Yeah.
So he splits, and then
she drags him back.
Accuses him of breaking into the car.
Right. Or he's angry and he's stalking and he's doing things that guys routinely do in these kinds of situations when they are a-holes.
Yeah, when somebody... Yeah, by the way, the person who gets caught cheating doesn't go vandalize the other person's car.
No,
you're the one who got busted.
She's alleging that the girl set up some sort of vandalism to entrap
him. Yeah, to pay him back for cheating on him?
To bring him back in because he split because she cheated. Boy. Oh, come on. Tony, what planet are you on? Tony, what planet are you living on?
And by the way, here's the other one, too. Here's the other one. God bless you crazy broads, too. It's a real white trash move. Real
daytime. Oh, I'm not white. I'm sorry.
What are you?
I'm Hispanic.
Oh, ooh. Well, then this is average. This is status quo for that.
No, but she doesn't live in the greatest place. She lives in shittier.
Ooh. I think that was Whittier with a... It started with an SH, but all right, hold on a second. You can't cuss even if it's creative on the phone. Here's the thing. Okay. Here's what I'm trying to say. You women who date these guys who dated psycho bitches, what do you think's up with the dude?
Yeah.
You know, here's how it goes all the time. It's like, his last girlfriend was abusive mother, was a pill popper, was a meth head, was a criminal, was a psychopath, was an alcoholic. Yeah, your guy had two kids with her and was with her for 7 years.
Yeah.
What's that say about him, you idiot? Of course he's a jack-off. Why would he be with her? Of course he's a mess. He's probably worse than she is.
Always.
I love the idea that we're just going to beat the crap out of her. Oh, yeah, he's Sir Walter Raleigh. Yeah, he's a genius. Oh, he's the world's greatest father. He's a great husband. He's a great father.
Didn't you see Henry Kissinger's first wife?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Who are you kidding? You got to be delusional. Believe me. All the horrible things you say about her, you're just saying about what an idiot he is for being with her. I love, like you're rushing to his defense by saying what a horrible person his ex was. That just makes him an idiot, Tony.
Right.
You understand? All right. Now he's in jail. You're in the middle of trauma. Your dad was a deadbeat dad, forced you to play caroms, which I'm now realizing causes brain damage.
Yes.
You can. I'm putting together a class action lawsuit against the company in Ohio that made the carom boards. We're gonna clean
them
out.
Milton Bradley.
All right. Listen, Tony. Is a guy going to jail? Is he in jail? Is there
he is in jail, and tomorrow he does have a court
date. And people are only put in jail for spurious accusations.
He's in jail because he used a coat hanger to break into her Chevette, or because he had a whole bunch of priors?
Yeah. No, because you know what?
All right, just
he had a court date on Friday.
All right, look, listen to me. Do you have any kids with this retard?
No.
Okay, listen.
He doesn't have any kids either.
All right. He's gone.
By the way, that means his sperm's bad.
I don't want to have kids anyways.
Okay, look. He's in the joint. Leave him alone. You're 20 years old. Do you want to get messed up with this
34.
Thing? Come on, baby doll. You deserve better than this. You're not stupid. I can hear it in your voice.
Hey, put on hold. I'm upset about something myself now. You remember that ticket I got?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
She's heard you.
All right. Tony, I'm a genius. This guy's an idiot. Listen to me. You deserve better. Thank you.
So I did a declaration by mail.
Drew got a ticket. I know where Drew got his ticket. Drew got a chicken-ass ticket in the city of Los Angeles. It was one of those no left turn between the time of...
And by the way, let
me ask you hypothetically. Is there a city on this planet that has more declarations on signs? Like, you can do this, but not during this hour, not during the summer solstice, mm-hmm. not during a full moon.
Right.
You can no parking during... Now, you can park if you have this pass, but not during these hours,
right.
or there's a street.
You have to get out and stand and read the signs.
There are places in this city, and if you're marginally retarded like I am, and you read at a fifth-grade level, and that's not fair to fifth-graders, read at a third-grade level, you actually stand there with a long long bridge of drool that going from my chin connecting to the curb, where I just stand there and read this proclamation that is 70 stories high, just on the side of the thing. Cars with violate access penal code 5-3, overnight parking, street cleaning on Tuesday. It's like you got to get a calendar and an abacus out to figure out what day you can turn and when you can park. I'm scared to stand here.
Yes.
Could I be getting a ticket now? Yes, L.A.'s nothing but
so
that.
So I got a ticket going 10 miles an hour. 10 miles an hour, it says on the ticket.
Yes.
As I began this turn thinking, is it four, is it not? I look up the street, cops standing there. I go, well, I can't stop this turn now. He's going to accuse me of resisting arrest. So I drive up there, and the guy's like, whatever, you got a ticket. That's it.
Right. He turned left between 4 and 6 in a street where you couldn't do it.
And the guys were trapping you there. They're waiting for you, and you can't not turn with the cops like walking in the middle of the street. It's like you're just
this
a banging
is in
officer.
Hollywood, yes.
Yeah. So I declared on a written statement, and I went to check on the website. And I figured, this is cool. You know, you pay the ticket, of course. You pay the ticket. You pay before they even let you make your declaration.
If you want to fight the ticket, you must pay the ticket first.
Yeah. It's genius. But as I made my declaration, I'll check the website and see what the status is. Here's your court date.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, you got to quit your job, Joe.
What? I just...
You want to fight your ticket?
What's the court date for?
Sell the house. You quit your job.
I declared under oath.
Right. You got to show up. Now, here's something. You got to give up your life, by the way. Okay. Oh, look, we got to take a break, but we got weather and traffic. We'll come back. I'll go insane, bro. Right. You know, I'll go nuts.
All right.
Right after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Drew is beside himself. He was got a ticket. Then he was trying to fight the ticket. Tried to do it online. Now he's got himself a court date. And Drew's angry. He's fighting mad. But he's going to fight this ticket.
Yeah.
And you're going to show up at court? When's your court date?
August 3rd.
And
a continuation.
Show up, stand around. Oh, let me explain something about the court, because I've been to the court system over there in lovely Van Nuys.
Oh, no, it's L.A. is downtown.
Oh, okay. By the way, Van Nuys checking in 65 degrees. L.A. checking in 65 degrees, too. Everyone, you know how everyone is innocent until proven guilty?
No.
Everyone who walks in there is guilty until proven innocent and is never really proven innocent. When you're in there, they're angry. They don't like the idea that you're there.
The court.
Yeah, the court. Yeah, I was yelled at many times when I was there.
For, like, by the clerks?
Trying to get
some
information. Yeah, and it was because my car was totaled out by some drunk driver, and I was trying to get some money back. Remember that?
I remember that.
Those checks rolling in. Yeah, there's no way they can... I could get going on this kind of stuff, and I've gotten going on it in the past. My head will explode.
Yeah.
All you need to know is that everybody in Los Angeles that has to do with automobiles, this is tow truck drivers, this is parking guys who deal with the parking lot guys, the cops, the meter maids, all of them colossal a-holes that just they're really out there to destroy your life, and their attitudes are worse than poor. I would say. And you guys want to know why everyone hates your guts? Because you're god-awful, wretched people who need to kill yourselves. Just please kill yourselves. If you're within the sound of my voice, you work at a gas station, you drive, you're involved with parking enforcement, you're one of those cops who sits there with the radar gun, any of those guys, any of those, the a-hole parking attendant guy, just kill yourself. Please, just listen. Here's what I would like. This would be dignity. Like lemmings. Take all those right-hand drive Chevettes you pussies drive around and head for the sea. Drive for the ocean, like lemmings. Drive off, head for the Palisades, go right off the cliff, right nice. In the Pacific Ocean. Wouldn't it be just a mass? And by the way, there are millions of them
like
in
buffalo.
Los Angeles.
Herd of buffalo.
Just herds. Just by the millions of grotesquely overweight people with a high school equivalent degrees just driving right-hand Chevettes into the ocean. Wouldn't it be great? It would be utopia, wouldn't it? Mm. But please have some dignity and kill yourself by driving your Chevette into the ocean. That's all. That's all I ask for. And as far as my court situation and the guy who destroyed my car 10 years ago and owes me $5,000.
Still.
Well, we will never know. Yeah. There's no way they can. There's no way they can pay. There's no way the court told me. There's no way they can get the guy to pay. And there's no way. They can send the money to me. I have to go find them. Mm. Yeah. Just rape. Would you please just rape? Please just grab the citizens and just ring them until change comes out of their ass. It's a more dignified way to raise funds. Or just start. I got a better idea. Instead of calling yourself law enforcement, let's just call it fundraisers. It's better. It's a better title. Rapist/ fundraiser. There you go. So Drew can quit his job so he can fight his chicken-ass ticket. And that's August what? Because you got to keep us posted, Drew.
Oh, well, I may continue that. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I'll be very satisfying, I can tell.
How about my lemmings into the sea idea with the parking enforcement thing? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great? And there are millions of them. There's more. I would like the breakdown, by the way. There's more of them than we have cops. Hmm. And by the way, we could get crime under control, but we just can't afford to put the guys on the street. Just not enough men on the street. Just can't do it, Drew. Just can't afford it. Just can't afford to put the guys on the street. Just don't have enough manpower. Just don't have enough guys on the street. Can't do it. Don't have enough money. How much, by the way, what are the parking guys? Are they free? I know they're earners. You see, that's the whole thing. The guy, the morbidly obese guy, yeah, we pay him $37,000 a year, and he drives a $14,000 Chevette, but he collects millions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, how do we know? Plaque goes a big earner every year. A couple of tickets to Hawaii. All right.
There we go.
Brooke. Oh, Drew, I'd love to get to the...
Brooke is 19. Okay. Brooke?
Yes.
What's happening?
Okay, my boyfriend is addicted to sex, and really? I absolutely hate sex.
Okay, what do you mean? Whoa. What do you mean by addicted?
He wants to have sex all the time. He's always, always horny.
How old is he?
He's 26.
That doesn't mean he's addicted. That just may mean he's 26.
I'm sorry?
Right? Brooke?
Hello?
It's almost impossible to talk to the caller.
But this is
tonight.
An important discussion, though.
Well, Drew, as a man of exquisite passion, especially at 26, your passion was like a flag in a 70-mile-an-hour wind, was it not? It was just you could hear it from a mile away. Just flapping. The freight at the end. And I'm talking about just violent whipping. That thing where you actually heard it. That's what your passion sounded like at 26, yes?
Yeah.
We actually hear the rope smacking against the metal pole.
Ding, ding, ding.
Am I right?
Yeah. Let's
that's great. Where your passion was.
Yeah. Brooke?
Brooke?
Brooke? Yeah. What makes you say he's sexually addicted? There's nothing about what you're describing that suggests that. What's that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
What makes you say that he's... No, come on. What makes you say that he's sexually addictive? Why do you say that?
Oh, he admits that he is. He's like, I'm addicted to sex, yeah.
Sex addiction means he's doing having sex in situations that create profound consequences. Break up relationships, cost lots of money, create legal problems, health problems. That's addiction in the setting of somebody with a family history of addiction. This is just a guy that likes sex a lot, which is the average 26-year-old. You sound like somebody who's sort of not in the normal spectrum, though.
Yeah, I don't really like sex at all.
Right. The average 26-year-old male will be on his girlfriend every day.
How many times a week would he like sex?
Well, he wants to have sex like 6, 7, 8 times a day.
A day. Oh, so he actually would do that if you would let him, or he just sort of at you that way?
Well, I don't really like having sex at all. So, like,
Brooke, answer my question. Is he
who knows? Who cares? Look, break up with him then.
I don't want to break up with him. I'm totally in love with him.
Well, look, here's the problem. If you're someone who does not like sex,
and he's that,
and you're with somebody who would like to have sex 7 or 8 times a day, that is too big an obstacle to overcome.
Even if he wants to have it every day, it sounds like that's going to be too much for you.
Yes, and I'd love to find out whether you were abused, or sexually or physically abused, or he suffered any trauma or anything, or he just have no libido.
When I was younger, I was physically, verbally, and sexually abused by my older sister.
The older sister.
Sexually abused by the older sister.
That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For how long were you sexually abused by your older sister?
It started, I was probably about 5. Oh. And then, 12.
Care of the 3.
It happened, kept happening until she was about 16. She's 7 years older than I am.
8 to 9.
Do we have to get on to her age? You started when you were 5 and stopped when you were how old?
9.
I was about 9, 10, 11 years old.
5 to 9.
Okay. Narrowed it down 100%.
9, 10, 11, 12, 18 years old.
All right. And what did she do? Oral sex?
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, I have, like, very, very, very few childhood memories. I know...
I can't take this goddamn phone system anymore. I hear every effing third word that's coming out of people's mouths. It's a combination between our incoherent callers and a sort of snafu that's going to send me into a effing epileptic seizure.
Chris,
I don't
can we do
know
something
what
about this?
We.
It's ridiculous. No. Come on. Somebody has to.
No, we're not going to ever fix this. Producer Ann. We have to do something about these phones. Every third word cuts out and it doesn't...
Or multiple sentences before we kick in, and then every third word.
And it's just, by the way, the anticipation of it being cut out. And then, like
I
said...
Did you hear it the way we hear it, Chris? Yeah.
If you mix that with our average caller's inability to communicate, you have a recipe for disaster. Okay. You were sexually, physically, and verbally abused
by your sister
for a number of years.
That is bad times. No wonder you have issues about sex. It's kind of difficult.
You want to stay with this guy? Fine. You're going to have to start having sex with him, by the way. And you're going to need some therapy if you come from a family where your sister sexually abused you. And God knows what was being done to your sister who decided it was a nice idea
goodness.
To go at her 5-year-old sister.
It must have been horrible.
But
be that as it may, the fact that this caller, Brooke, is attracted to this guy does make him suspect. Maybe he is some sort of addict, or at least sexual compulsive, and makes me worry about him. She really should be taking time out from relationships and just doing some psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Again, Drew, my idea and a plea to all the tow truck drivers, I'm including them because these guys are colossal.
Not all of them.
Tow truck drivers?
Not all.
Colossal a-holes.
Not all.
Criminal slash a-holes slash retards.
The guy that helped me find my oil cover cap.
Well, the guys who work for AAA, that's a little different breed of cat. I'm talking about your average guy who works at the tow yard.
You mean for the impounding stuff?
Yeah, and by the way, the proudest day of my life, and I don't have any children, but I am married. Now, a lot of times guys will do, proudest day of my life, you know, my marriage to birth. It was the day I drove off a tow truck.
That was good.
I had a $45,000 leased BMW M3 in full tow position, 3.5 feet off the ground, strapped in. Guy was trying to drag me. I was in the car with the brake on, dragging me, skid marks, unlashed the thing and drove off the tow truck. It was the greatest day
like
of my life.
Hutch move.
Nothing will ever surpass that, and that MF-er can kiss my hairy, fat, black ass, you pussy. Yeah. Wouldn't take a bribe, would you? Yeah, now you go home with nothing, you big pussy. Here's the point. If all you tow truck drivers and parking enforcement pussies could just drive into the ocean, it would be a great, great moment. Not only for us, the motorists, but for your family, for your loved ones, some dignity. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would see that you got a proper burial. If you could all just start speeding for the Palisades right now, like lemmings, and just launch yourself into the Pacific Ocean in the vehicle, it would be a great day. And again, what are you going home to? A hot plate? No wife giving you the stink eye?
Hey, speaking of hot plate, let's get a little lightning round going.
Kid doesn't.
Take a break, huh?
You know, some stepkid who hates your guts. Yeah. Hey, Dylan, do yourselves a favor. Just drive into the ocean, would you please? A little dignity? All right. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, y'all. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Forget about that phone number.
Oh.
We got to get some calls in tonight.
But look. There's somebody from North Hollywood who knows what caroms are.
Oh, really?
That's carom capital of the world.
Roger?
Yes.
You played caroms?
Yes, I have.
Roger's 15.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I played them when I was in elementary school, actually.
Yeah.
After school program.
You should kick your dad in the balls.
No, not deadbeat dads. Actually, I was hanging out with my friends who had deadbeat dads.
Yeah, that's a tough crowd, that carom crowd.
Yeah. It's a little kid's pool.
They play fast, they play dangerous, and they play loose. Yeah. Yeah, carom. Is there a game? I really believe caroms was a game that was invented to essentially antagonize children. It was not a fun game.
I thought it was a fun game.
Well, it's fun like when you're in lockdown and you have a ball of foil and you see who can throw it into the garbage can the most times. It's what you do when you're nuts, so you don't go insane. But it's really just you hitting a little wooden flat thing around with a stick.
Right.
Yeah. All right. But you're 15. You know caroms.
Yes.
That's
all
a good
right.
time.
That's good. I was just checking on that. Drew, speaking of checking on stuff,
you checking in on something?
We got weather.
Oh.
There's a couple more cities have checked in. I don't know if you're ready.
They checked in on us, or are we checking in with them?
We check in with them. They check in with us.
Okay. Right.
I'm going to see if I can get through these things.
What's going on, Artesia?
Well, Artesia's coming in at 65 degrees. San Dimas, 65. Lawndale, 65. Laverne, 65 degrees. Hacienda Heights, Drew? 65. Linwood, 65. La Harbor, 65. Pomona, 65. Irvine, 65. Cade, 65. Norco, 65. Artesia, 65. Verde, 65. Chatsworth, 65. Salamanca, 65. Ucaipa, 65. Redland, checking in, 65. Rancho, Santa Margarita, coming in, 65 degrees. Banning?
64 degrees. 65.
Degrees.
65.
What's 65. Going on, Stanton? 65. Stanton? Let me check Stanton over there. Stanton. Stanton, 65 degrees. All Banning, right. 65. Cars, 65. Newhall, 65. Corona, checking in, 65. Yorba Linda, Kevin in, checking in, 5 degrees. Yorba Linda, actually Spanish word meaning 65 degrees. Redondo Beach, 65 degrees. Lakeview Terrace, 65. Corona, 65. Eagle Rock, 65. Glendora, 65. Rosemead, 65. San Gabriel, 65. Temple City, 65. Zoo, 65. Irvindale, 65. Covina, 65. Santa Ana, 65. 65. Fontana, 65. Baldwin Park checking in, 65 degrees. Valencia, 65 degrees. Downey, 65. Pico Rivera, 65 degrees. Buena Vista, 65 degrees. Couldn't read Monterey. Monterey Park coming in at a controversial 65. And San Fernando coming in 65 degrees, Dr. Drew. So that's about it. And again, at the top of the hour, we'll be checking in. There'll be more traffic, more weather, more checking in. And we'll be checking in with more a-holes you don't want to talk to. All right. We got to get another guy to tell. Usually there's another guy who tells you what the weather is. You know,
yeah, you check in with him.
He's going to check in. Yeah. How's it going? Good. Lisa?
Yeah?
Let's check in with you.
Well, I think it's about 69 degrees myself.
Yeah, that means you're horny. Oh, man.
Hey. No.
All right, anyway. Baby.
Hi.
What's happening, Mother?
Oh, nothing.
You got some kitties, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
We got Pebbles and Bam Bam going on.
I know the sound.
Seriously,
of
that's their name?
No, that's not their names. But anyway.
A girl.
Yeah.
All right, what's up?
Stripper and a rapist.
I don't know, not much.
All right, so what's the problem?
Well, I have three nipples. And I'm uncomfortable and thinking about getting intimate with somebody, but not wanting to do it because of my third nipple.
Usually the third one's sort of under the crease of the breast. Is that where it is? Or?
Yeah, a little higher.
Mm-hmm. All right. So where's the father of Pebbles and or Bam Bam?
Well, actually, the father of my children passed away, but...
What happened to him?
Motorcycle.
Drugs.
Drugs. Or both.
Yeah. He was young. A few years after he passed away, I met somebody and got married, and that man that I'm still in love with is in prison, unfortunately.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what.
For parole violation?
Felon in possession of a firearm.
Mm. So just, guy tries to carry a gun for a little protection. They lock him up.
Yeah.
He's carrying a gun and they locked him up for that?
No, they found ammunition, no gum.
No gun. So he found a couple of bullets.
I mean, even ammunition was considered bad enough, I guess, anyway.
Yeah, after you had manslaughter charges.
So you're telling me if I pulled over and they found like a cartridge for a 9mm in the trunk.
If you had already been convicted of a crime and you're on parole and probation and
Yeah. What was he originally convicted of?
Bank robbery.
Oh, okay. Well, there's why, isn't
it? Bank robbery.
Look at it that way.
Yeah.
All right, and Lisa, boy, I can hear it in your voice, baby. You've seen a lot.
I've been through a lot. If you only knew.
We get it. The first two syllables came out of your mouth. I knew you were your mom who'd been had the crap beaten out of you for the short 27 years you'd been on this planet.
No, I've never been hit.
No, I mean
emotionally.
Life has kicked the ass out of you.
To say the least. I mean, I graduated a drug and alcohol program.
Okay.
And
I know it. Yeah. I know the meth sound. I know the cigarette sound. So here's the deal. Your job is to, not have any more kids.
Raise, focus on these kids.
Oh, but I want another one.
No.
Focus on these kids.
No,
focus on your recovery.
I know. You have three nipples, so you want a third kid.
Don't worry about the nipples.
Don't do the nipple math.
Oh, man.
No. Believe me, you've screwed up these two enough. No more kids. And consult the plastic surgeon if you want.
If you want it off, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay. And by the way, the other, why is this guy going to have a problem with your
the other two
third
did.
Nipple? The other two. And Mr. Prison, Mr. Dead Guy?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show, everybody. Thanks for listening. Tomorrow night, we promise to be here again and do more shows.
Got some good guests coming up.
We got good guests coming up, and we're going to have some weather at the top of the hour. I'll tell you that right now.
Jeremy Piven, Mimi Rogers.
All 65 years old. Everything's 65. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break, and until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.